Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. To you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Okay, I got a quiz for you. What person that works for WBEN has a tweet copied in the newspaper? Okay, a WBEN employee has a tweet that's in the newspaper today. Who was it? Let's see if our own guys know this one.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Now, you guys are up on everything. You always throw things my way that I didn't know. Thank you very much for that. Makes me sound a lot smarter than I really am. But I'm asking you guys the same question. What WBEN employee tweeted out something that gets quoted in the newspaper today?
I'll say Tim Wenger.
Tim Wenger is wrong. How about you?
I'm going to go underdog bet here. I'm going to say Mike Baggerman.
Close. It's not Baggerman. It's Brendan Keeney.
Ah.
Hey, congratulations to Brendan Keeney. He's quoted in the paper today in the story about the bishop fleeing the protesters. It says that Brendan Keeney of WBEN Radio tweeted at 7:22, and then they give the tweet. That's pretty good, huh?
Oh, wow.
I wonder if it's his first tweet. You know, that's something special when it's your first tweet. You know what I mean? You hear about it. You hear about the ecstasy of the first tweet. Me, even at my senior status, I've never had a tweet quoted. So I'm behind the Brendan Keeney's ahead of me, and he's ahead of you and you. And Baggerman was a good guess, though. What made you guess Baggerman?
I thought I had something to do with something someone would have reported, but I should have put it together. Brendan was out at the airport last night. You know, yep. He's right on top of it.
Trying to nab the bishop. It was like the early days of the Beatles when they had to go through airports and they have all kinds of special doors they had to use and to get where they were going. You know, there's something to be said about fame, but there's something also to be said about too much fame. I mean, if I were famous, I'd want to be somebody in Kiss, where you could go into a grocery store and nobody would know who you were. You would not want to be Elvis. I don't think I'd want to be Elvis at all.
Yeah, you might want to be a Slipknot or something like that.
Who would you, if you had to be ultra famous, but it couldn't be Elvis, who would you not want to be as far as not being able to do anything or go anywhere?
There are so many people.
You get mobbed
like
now.
That.
Everybody gets mobbed.
Yeah.
In today's, let's see, they just announced Billy Joel a week or so ago. I don't think he'd be that big a problem. I think he could look fairly like a regular guy.
Yeah, I think he can. He's not as thin as he used to be and
doesn't
have as much hair.
I think he did it for disguise.
Yes.
I think he did it for disguise. He shaved his head off.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good. So we can't come up with anybody.
No, else. I mean, there's so many people, you know, you think of actors, you think of musicians.
I mean, I'm talking about people that just get swarmed. They have to run away.
Well, I mean.
Like the opening scenes in the Beatles movies.
Well, I'm guessing the obvious pick would be Taylor Swift, right?
I mean, she can't. I don't think it'd be that obvious.
She can't go anywhere.
She's very famous and she has a lot of fans, yeah. But you could put her in an airport and I would suggest that not everybody would know who she was.
Yeah,
I think enough would.
Well, I think today, if you look at today's music, it's nowhere near.
Because she looks like a very attractive young woman. Yeah, no, it's not. You're right. It is not. Okay, I would think Mick Jagger would be something you wouldn't
Really, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards.
Yeah, but with Jagger, at least he can run away because he looks like he's in good shape. Except he just didn't he just have a heart? Was it a heart operation? Might have to wait on that one. But congratulations to Brendan. Thank you very much. Okay, Bill's game looked pretty digestible yesterday. Didn't make me want to turn it off. Looking good. And at first, when Miami started to come back, I'm thinking old Miami. Oh, here we go. Got a little lead. Now it's going to falter, but it didn't.
Yeah, I thought they were going to pull a UB and completely collapse, but they were able to hold up. I mean, special teams looked terrible yesterday, especially in the kickoff coverage. You can't give up 101 or 102-yard kickoff return like that. That's no.
How would you like to be the guy doing it? The entire stadium is watching you, and you've got to go 101 yards top speed. Guys trying to catch you are at an angle. You got to go as quickly to the goal as you can. That's got to be tough. I'd be hoping somebody tackle me on, like, the 40.
I would have ran out of gas, like, 5 yards
that's
later.
That's what I'm thinking. I would have said, how about lateraling? You guys ever heard of lateraling? Why don't you run with me? Who's the fastest guy on the Bills? Brown?
I think, no. Was it McKenzie? I think Brown said he might be fast.
Reggie McKenzie is
not
still
Reggie,
that fast?
Isaiah.
Wow.
Or is it Foster? One of those.
I think Foster might be.
Isaiah is very good. In fact, I heard that minister who was on Sunday morning, I think he wrote a book. He said the book of Isaiah says, tackle that guy who's running past me.
Yeah, there you go.
And also, the thing that I do like, my favorite play in the world was the Garo Yepremian pass.
In the Super Bowl against the Redskins.
Just looking like unbelievable. But basically, did they ever – no, I don't think so. I'm wondering if they ever catch those guys once they're past them. There are some guys who are faster than the fast guys, but so you say it's
Foster.
Who is it? Foster.
Yeah, I think it was Foster who
Vince
was faster.
Vince Foster?
Not Vince. No,
okay.
He's quite slow.
He's
Hillary
slow.
Made him slow.
Yeah, he's a little stiff.
Yes, he is.
All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 now that we've done our dead jokes with Beach and Company. One thing before we move on to Tony's got a message. I went to see a movie over the weekend, Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, but that's where the GT came in and cleaned Enzo's clock. It was a very good movie. Very well done. Very well acted. The sound in it was you really felt like you were at a track. And it was good. And for a matinee showing, usually if you go to a matinee showing, unless it's one of the blockbuster films, there'll be 12 people there. There had to be 50 or 60 people there. So I think it's going to do very well, especially among gearheads. Check it out. I would recommend it.
I can't wait to see it.
Matt Damon plays Carroll Shelby, and Enzo is played by, I'm trying to think. He just got through playing the Vice President of the United States, and now he plays Enzo Ferrari. He's good, too. The whole cast is good. The cars are fabulous. The racing's good. Shows what kind of a guy Henry Ford II is, or was. Very interesting. And I think it'll do some business.
I understand Enzo was not pleased with Ford.
No, Ford wanted to buy Ferrari, and he thought it was beneath them to sell it to Ford. He kind of like got Henry Ford II, the deuce, ticked off because he called him some ethnic names and things like that. And so they decided, the hell with you. We're going to beat you. And they did in 3 years.
Wow.
And Ferrari owned everything in that type of racing. They beat him in 3 years. And the year they beat him, they came in 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, and Enzo was not pleased with Ford winning. In fact, he went on a tirade from what I understand.
The only reason Brock Yates wrote a book about Enzo Ferrari. The only reason Enzo made cars that you could go out and buy, and if I saved up enough money for my whole lifetime, maybe I could go out and buy. The only reason he did that was so he could race. That was it. He didn't care about retail sales. And even today, even though Enzo is long gone, the bottom line is you can't just walk in and buy a Ferrari.
No.
You got to have a relationship
right,
with the factory. See, the only relationship I would have with Ferrari is on, let's see, Jackson, Lincoln, Washington, Grant. That's my relationship to the Ferrari family. We come back. Tony's got an announcement on News Radio 930 WBEN. Are we super late for the 15?
I don't think I had the 15.
Did I do the 15?
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was reading this. I missed it.
Okay. You scared me.
I'm the opposite of Alan. See, Alan, many times when you throw it to Alan, Alan ain't there, okay? This time I threw it to Tony, and Tony goes, what? Is it 9:30 already? I was reading this article about a show we're probably going to do tomorrow, and I was reading about it today. Next thing you know, I look up, and I thought I had missed the break. Now, I have a pair of tickets to El Divo. Now, is El Divo like the male version of Diva? Would you say that's true?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No? Something different?
I know. Diva, whip it. Whip it good.
Thank you for different. Adding that. Thank you for adding that.
80s flashback there.
That classy song. A holiday song celebration with a pair of tickets to El Divo, Friday, November 22nd. At Shea's Performing Arts Center, minimum value $60, courtesy of Live Nation. General contest rules apply. Call now, 644-9875. Not only will you win the tickets, if the person answering the phone says you should get them. If not, you're not going to win, because it's going to be at our discretion. Take us to court if you have to, but that's it. For tickets and more information, go to livenation.com.
Yes. And don't call if you can't pick the tickets up by Friday, since the show is on Friday.
That's true. Yeah, people that do that, it bothers me. First
sure
of all,
you could use them.
They'll call for anything. Doesn't matter.
Did I win?
Yeah, did I win? I want to see the horticulture display. You know, they'll call for anything. Sometimes and sometimes they just don't know what they won, and they don't even care.
I didn't want that. Goodbye.
No, a trip all around the world on Viking? No.
Nah.
Count me out.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd like to do that.
Around the world?
They have several.
Really?
My vacation time might be unhinged, but they do. They have them that go year-round.
How long of a trip would that be?
A year and a half.
Okay, no, I'll pass on that.
No, they do have them. I'm trying to think because I've seen them. They're a little expensive. Let's put it that way.
So.
But it'd be a good thing. It'd be kind of a cool thing to have. All right, what else is going on? Tony, you have a big announcement about a rally that's going on tonight.
Yeah, tonight at 6 o'clock at the Wurlitzer Building, the Niagara Erie Youth Sports Association, otherwise known as NASA, is going to hold our rally to fight the ban on tackle football. As you know, I remember talking about this on Thursday. There are some politicians in New York State that don't think that you should play tackle football from 12 years old on under. So a lot of the football leagues have gotten together, and we're going to let our voices be heard tonight.
All right, that'll be good. Now, are you protesting a person in particular that might be able to do something for you? Is it just a general informational protest?
It'll be general information, answering questions from parents, any concerns that people may have, and also to give people a way to let their voices be heard, whether it's through petitions or just showing a sheer number that, we're not going to stand for the state pushing us to the side and banning what we love, and that is youth football.
Now, will there be kids there at the rally, too?
There may be some, but it's mostly going to be coaches. It's league members. High school coaches have been invited. The Buffalo Bills, Buff State, USA football has been invited. So a whole lot.
Don't you think you're missing something if you don't have the kids there? I think the kids are the selling
point.
Well, yeah,
and I'm sure there will
be some kids there, yeah. Go out and rent a kid.
We could.
They must have a kid you can rent for a few hours.
And they'll have their game jerseys on, so you'll be able to tell who's with
who. Yeah, see, that's effective.
Yeah.
Because when the kids are wearing their game jersey, they're feeling like, hey, let's go play some football, and people will see how much they enjoy it. adults will see how much they enjoy. Kids know how much they enjoy it.
They do. And, you know, and I brought this up Saturday morning on my show. We had our banquet last week, and we had, specialty trophies at the end of the season. One was a sportsmanship award. We have this little child, Joey Bossinger. He's had health issues all season long, in and out of the hospital. He's had a rough time medically throughout his whole life, but he received the sportsmanship award. And to watch his reaction, he broke down crying. I mean, the tears were just flowing down his face because he was so happy. And you want to take that kind of memory away from kids?
Okay, see, that's a good selling point. It's not that you want to take advantage of it, but you do want to show to a maximum effect what kind of good things are happening because of this sport and the age of these kids. So that would be a real plus.
I mentioned when Nicholas started playing football, he was seeing occupational therapy and physical therapy. Nick's motor skills were way behind most kids his age. Well, after 3 months of his first year, when he was tested, they said he no longer needed it. He had exceeded everything that they had been trying to do with him, and he's made such great progress because of football.
Well, my motor skills were excellent. The day I was 16, I bought a car.
Yeah, that was
good.
And
those are the best motor skills.
Now your motor skills are at its peak.
By the way, I got my eye on a car. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but I haven't talked to anybody or seen it yet, and that's the Shelby 500.
Beautiful.
I just read a couple of magazine articles about it. Plus, this is the – I've had all kinds of stick cars, okay? So I can drive a stick. But I don't buy sticks because then when you go to sell it, 95% of the people that would want it can't drive it. They don't know how to drive a stick. So I haven't bought one in years. But the reason I'm interested in that Shelby 500 is, unlike all the other Shelbys that have come before it, as best to my knowledge, this Shelby comes in automatic. And the automatics aren't your grandmother's automatics. They're like Formula One type,
like quick, six quick, speed,
quick,
right?
Quick. I don't know how many speeds the total, but they're very fast and shifting with the paddle. If you want to use the paddle, I always when I get a new car, I try the paddle the first day and then never use it again.
I think they're boring.
Beamer told me he did that on a date once. Tried the paddle the first day, it just didn't work. We'll be back with more with Beach and Company. Yeah, he's on a hot streak for VT. Go VT. We'll be back with more. I think it's actually time for the break. I went to the Alan Harris School of Timing. I can't believe I missed it. We're back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back with Beach and Company. Just a reminder, tomorrow night is the big deal. Yes, if you're you want to be informed of where we're going on our next three trips. We've done 10 trips with various cruise lines. All three of the ones we're going to announce tomorrow will be Viking. Everybody loves Viking. Viking just won another award as River Cruiser of the Year. This is, let's see, we got, I think, two river and one ocean on Viking on this next package. Starts in the middle of June, and then the next one's a couple months after that. And then in 2021, in January, we got a really, really, really cool one that Tony guessed. He guessed it right away. I don't know how he guessed it, but he did, because there's a lot of really cool places in the world to see. And we'll have brochures, informational packages. There'll be coffee and cookies and stuff like that, but it'll be good. And that's the Hilton Garden Inn tomorrow night at, I think, 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not mistaken. The folks from Viking will be there, too. So the next three trips, bring your calendar so you know when you're available. Bring the coffee can so you'll know if you can put enough in the coffee can to go on the trip. It's well worth it. Believe me, people who take these trips rave about them. They just love them. They come up and tell me, although I'll take all the credit I can. But they tell me how much they like Viking.
I do get asked a lot about those trips. Everybody wants to know, tell me more about those trips. And, you know, where's Sandy going next? And I'm sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I had never taken a cruise until we started this series. And now I've taken 10 of them. They're fun. If you want to be treated with anything you want, you snap your fingers. Well, that would be rude. You give them a little nod, maybe, and they'll take care of it for you. That's what Viking's about. So that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then we will announce them on WBEN on Wednesday, because then the word is out. And they're all good trips, believe me. All right, what are we doing today? The Bishop Malone, had to sneak back into town, ladies and gentlemen. All right, yeah, that's true. I have Dale Anderson. Oh, Dale's still writing. Good to see him. Anyway, in the Buffalo News, protesters and reporters were on hand Sunday night to greet Bishop Richard Malone as he arrived at the airport and trip to the Vatican, but they did not get to confront him. He pulled a magic act and he disappeared. He got past the reporters. They opened a secret door so that he would not come in the same entrance way that everybody else would. The media has been informed by security that Bishop Malone is not on the premises, even though his flight had landed. Malone was able to avoid reporters and protesters. Brendan Keeney of WBEN Radio tweeted, at 7:22 p.m., 11 minutes after the bishop's plane was scheduled to land. Malone had been due to return Saturday night, but his flight was delayed. He's joined other bishops from New York State to meet with the Pope last week to report activities in their diocese. Although a reporter's report surfaced that he would resign or be removed, that obviously did not happen. Malone said previously he plans to serve until he reaches the mandatory retirement age of 75 in 2021. Now, my question is simple. They were reported as a protest, okay? And here's a text that came in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I'm not a reporter, but I was there and saw the whole protest, in quotes, if that's what you want to call it. Therefore, I'm counting of the protests, one with, whistleblower for media would be accurate. So the total with this guy is about 7 or 8 for the protests. And that's what happens oftentimes. If there is a protest where nobody shows up, they take really tight camera shots of it to make it look like it was a legitimate protest instead of just a, oh, what's this, a group of people? I think I'll go hang with them. But that was it. And several others said there was less than 100. It was less than a dozen, some said. But the one, the 7 or 8, that was it. I wouldn't even call that a protest.
Do you think that one of the reasons, other than, you know, the obvious of him not wanting to face any backlash or any criticism, was what happened to him? I can't remember how long it was when he was, I would say harassed at the airport. If you recall that, somebody wanted to ask him questions and were a little bit too rude to him.
Yeah, they're used to deference. They're not used to rudeness. And I can understand if he got it for the first time by some, you know, loudmouth reporter. But I have a simple question. If indeed the count was that hardly anybody was at the protest, is it really a protest? But here's a simple question, okay? What do the Malone protesters want? Because the only thing I can think of that they want is resign now. Tony, what do you think the protesters want?
They're resign
not out
now.
In numbers. Resign now. Wow.
I think that's the sentiment, widespread around the area.
How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I think they want him. They feel, as a lot of people, I think, like Tony said, in this area, feel he is really hindering them being able to move forward.
Move forward.
And I think they think a new somebody would be better at that because, let's be honest, Bishop Malone wasn't completely innocent when it came to cover-ups.
Well, in politics, it's called a lame duck, and that's what it would be called here as well. He is a lame duck, but he only has a short time left to run up against the mandatory retirement age of 75.
Clearly, the community doesn't have faith in him. So if they don't have faith in him, he's got to go.
So that's it. Okay, so I'm asking you, the audience, the same question. What do the Malone protesters want? You want a fresh start by getting him out of there? We have a right to have our opinions expressed. I don't know how much good it's going to do. It takes a while for a transition. I'm certainly not sympathetic to the bishop's plight. What I'm saying is I don't know if that's a realistic form of protest, having five people waiting at the airport for him. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We're asking a question. What do the Malone protesters want? The alleged protest, I'm not sympathetic to the bishop, but I'm just asking a simple question. What do you want? I know you want him to quit right then and there. A lot of people thought the Pope would remove him. He just returned from a trip to the Vatican, but that was for all the U.S. bishops. So it wasn't just for him being sent to the woodshed. It apparently was for all of them. And as far as we know, for what we do know, Pope didn't decide to make sure that he didn't come back as a bishop. So the bottom line is we don't know. I would assume if the Vatican had done something, they'd have done it by now. There was the meeting, and then he came back last night. So I think that would have been done already. So the protesters probably waiting to see if he had lost his job when he came back. He clearly had not. And so he went out a secret door and disappeared into the Batcave. And now he slipped the company of the media. But the bottom line, I want to know from you, what does the media want? We know they want him to quit now. But what do you think, what other benefit would it be for him instantly, right now, to step down?
I'm trying to look at it from his point of view right now. You're in a place where you're not wanted by the majority. So why would you want to stay where you're not wanted?
Well, that's a good question. You're in a place where you're clearly not wanted. That's not my honeymoon. So you got to wonder, why would you want to be there? You know, when the bride says it, that's bad. I'm just saying, you know. Four more jokes in the period of my laughing, which was only a couple seconds, came in and were rejected by my mind. I said, no, you can't do that. And the other part said, go ahead. Come on. You can do it. They're probably not even listening. You know what I mean? So what do you think? Can I do it?
Why not?
No, I can't. I can't do it. I've got to put cars on the table.
Oh well, yeah.
Not bread. I have bread. I love fresh bread. Don't you?
Yeah. Speaking of, bread's gone up in price lately, and I don't understand.
You know the
why.
Price of everything.
Why do the shopping?
Oh, okay. What guy? Okay, Buzzy.
Yes.
What does a loaf of bread cost? See, guys don't know.
Well, And I do the shopping. I just
a dozen eggs. What does a dozen eggs cost?
That's why, like, I don't know when it says on sale. Like, is this a good deal?
Clearly, you two. Well, you, Buzzy, are not sent to do shopping. Tony, if I had to commission somebody to do shopping, it would be Tony.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Because I know you're very tuned in what gas costs.
Yes.
I can understand that. And now now you know exactly what groceries cost. That's good.
Those are milk's good. Gone up. Bread has gone up. Gas has gone down. The economy's doing great, so I don't get why it's going up.
You know why most guys don't know what things cost? It's because we don't buy one thing. If you're going to say, if you're sent shopping, you have a cart full of stuff, so you don't remember what the tuna fish was. You just remember the general overall cost. Yeah.
And when I go shopping, I am told, well, I have a list, and this is what you go get. Well, I'm not looking. I have to get it regardless. So what's the price? You know what I mean? Like, yes. I have to get this regardless. So.
Cindy once sent me on the mission to hell. On her list, she had to pick up 3 yams, okay? Now, I don't know the difference between a sweet potato and a yam. To me, they're the same thing. So I was at one of the major shopping centers here. There was a guy in overalls stocking a shelf, so I'm thinking, this is the farmer. He would know, don't you think? Overall, stocking the shelf. I said, what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? He said, I don't know. He was just stocking the shelves dressed like you'd dress if you were working in the field. That's it. So she sends me on this mission. So you know how to solve that? It's very easy. You buy both.
Buy both, exactly.
You buy both of them. And then you give away the other one, the one she didn't want. But I, to this day, I don't know what the difference is between a sweet potato and a yam.
I don't know. The only thing I know when I go shopping is I'm on a tight budget. Let me see what I can get for what I have to spend.
Do you thump the melons?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
They have to have a good hollow sound to them? Yes. Why? Because if they have an echoey sound, that's good because they're not rotten? Is that it?
I think that's how it works, yeah.
All right. Hey, Buzzy, he's our designated shopper.
That's right. That's right.
He's a man with a particular set of skills.
I'll show you how to make weenie beanie casserole next.
Oh, that's my favorite. It's because that even sounds good to me.
It is good.
All right, so we're asking, what do the Malone protesters want? There were 7 or 8 of them, apparently, when he came home, but he went through the airport through the secret magic door and managed to escape from them. What else do you want? Because there's a certain amount of preparation needed. You just don't walk up and say, okay, I quit. Here's my fob and my cross, and I'm leaving. You don't do that. That's not the same thing as just leaving your job at Curtis Screw. So the bottom line is it takes a little while to get that transition. He has to leave at 75. Not really quite sure of his age now, but I think it's pretty close to that within a couple of years. We'll be back with more. Tell us what the people want, what the reporters want, besides what they got, which is nothing. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.